fireworks in the sky. Lucinda and Susie and their girlfriends sit on lounge chairs, their crinoline skirt spread around them like the petals of flowers. Young men surround them, as if drawn by the perfume of those flowers, closer and closer. From their post by the buffet table, my mother and Mrs. Mancini are nervously scanning the crowd. They look relieved when they spot us coming back from the garden. Mummy turns her head slightly, signaling to Poppy. Men in dark glasses who look like the thugs who raided the compound months ago lurk at the shadowy edges of the patio. What are the SIM doing here? Perhaps they've been summoned to protect the high-ranking military guests and ambassadors? I'm about to ask Oscar what he knows when there's a shout, "Atención!" The party goes silent. The crowd parts as if a god is coming down among us. An old man, chest gleaming with medals, face whitened with pancake makeup, steps onto the patio. "Que viva el jefe!" a woman's voice cries out. "Long live the chief!" a chorus of voices echoes. Boom, 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 the fireworks explode, lighting up the sky. For a moment, night turns into day as Mr. Smith lifts a small, spotted hand and gives us a weary wave.
Well, now we know who the mysterious Mr. Smith is. The one Poppy was whispering about with Wimpy a while back. Mr. Smith is El Jefe himself, and for some reason, he has come to Susie's party. Did you understand how Mommy knew what was happening? She saw that line of Volkswagens drive up, and she knew they belonged to the SIM. If Mr. Smith is code for El Jefe, then Mr. Smith's friends must be the SIM. Mommy sent Anita to warn her father and the other men that Mr. Smith's friends were coming. She didn't want the SIM to catch the men holding a secret meeting, so I guess the men are still plotting against El Jefe. Luckily, Anita got to the casita just in time for the men to go to the party and act like ordinary guests. Let's go on to chapter 6 on page 65.